going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How do you feel about Shador at 21? Haddon at 5. This organization has not had won a playoff game in 9 years. They haven't had any losing seasons in a long time, but 21, they haven't won a playoff game in 9 years. In this division with Burrow and Lamar and the AFC loaded with great quarterbacks, and you have Mason Rudolph, and there's Shador sitting there, and you have no second-round pick. Where's the young quarterback coming in? But I'm taking Shador Sanders. I prefer him in New Orleans. I don't know what the Saints were thinking there. That's their decision. I disagree with it. But if I'm Pittsburgh, Shador Sanders, the pass on him at this stage at pick 21, Boog, come on.
All right, Mel Kiper on Team Shador Sanders. That might have been my biggest takeaway from the entirety of ESPN's draft coverage, is that I think Mel Kiper is higher on Shador Sanders than Deion Sanders is.
Yes.
He absolutely loves Shador Sanders as a prospect. And he thinks the Steelers made a mistake, and he thinks the Giants, when they came up, took the wrong quarterback. I think the Steelers should have taken a shot on QB. I would have picked Sanders if I were in their position. He wasn't a reach at 21, in my opinion. I think he's a good enough prospect. You wouldn't have had to trade up and get him. He fell right in your lap. And I am going to continue to make the same argument that I've been making for the last 2 weeks. He fell not because he sucks. He's not a perfect prospect. He's not close to a perfect prospect. He fell because of his dad.
Yep.
The Saints were scared off because they've got a first-year coach, Kellen Moore, trying to make a mark on this league. They decided to go with an offensive tackle whose baby threw up live on television. They wanted to protect their next future franchise quarterback, whomever that may be.
And they love
Rattler. Spencer Rattler, exactly.
Yes, they do.
So a couple of reasons why. Indianapolis would have made sense for a quarterback. I mean, Anthony Richardson quit on the team at one point last year, pulled himself off the field. They got Daniel Jones, who's hoping for a Sam Darnold career resurrection. But come on, at $15 million, you could have sat Shador Sanders behind those guys and let him grow. But Tyler Warren, who I think's a top 8, top 5 prospect in this draft, he falls to them 14th overall. You can explain away why all the quarterback needy teams didn't wind up taking a quarterback. And also, people want to say, oh, well, the Giants took Dart over Sanders. Obviously, Dart the better player. Brian Daboll's going to get fired this year, in all likelihood. And a lot of people seem to think that Jackson Dart could be a more ready-made NFL prospect. There's been disagreements on that. They probably feel that way. If they need to turn it over to a guy, you turn it over to Jackson Dart to save your job because, quote-unquote, more NFL ready. I don't care that Shador fell out of the first round. I still would have taken him 21st overall.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. This has a lot to do with his dad and the baggage that he would bring to a team. And, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that just aren't willing and aren't in a position to do that. Now, if this was, you know, a different draft where there was quarterback needy teams and they felt good about their situation as a whole, as a franchise, okay. But you look at the franchises that could possibly need quarterbacks. They're just not in a position to be able to handle something like that. Like the Saints, they're not in a position to do that. So, you know, looking at this board now, and the second round starts tonight, like I don't know where Shador is going to go. Like, it's not certain that he's going to go early in the second round. The Browns have the 33rd pick.
And the 36th.
And the 36th. The Browns need running backs, and why not stay within your state? And Ohio State running backs are on the board, both of them. Both had, you know, first-round grades all the way up until this point. So I could see them taking Henderson or Judkins with that pick. And then 36, if you are going to take a quarterback and you have the 36th pick in the second round, wouldn't you want to take a quarterback with the most upside? So to me, that's Jalen Milroe. Like, if the Browns were interested in taking a quarterback, now I don't even know if they even want to even flirt with that, but if they were going to take a quarterback, I don't think it would be Sanders. I think it would be Milroe at this point. So then you start playing the game. You're looking at teams that really need quarterbacks in the second round. Who knows where Shador Sanders might fall? It is a shame. I do think that he is being humbled, and maybe he needs to be humbled in some people's eyes, but I think that this is a humbling experience. It's a shame. He's a good player, in my opinion. I'd have liked to see the Steelers take him, but I understand why the Steelers took Derek Harmon, because that made a lot of sense.
Sure.
But I don't know how this is really going to go for Shador. It's not like he's a lock for any team really in the second round that picks tonight.
No, and honestly, we do this every year. Who will the Steelers take on day two? It's tough to project out to 83. It is. But we can project what other teams are going to do and where Shador Sanders may fall if he goes before 83. I tend to think he will. Where? We'll get into that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here's a tweet. The prospect is the entirety of their circumstance. You can't divorce the player from the baggage he brings. The circus he brings plus not being very good at any one trait results in a drop to the second or third. For sure, that's exactly what I'm saying. The baggage is why he fell.
Right.
Not because he stinks.
Right.
He's accurate. Can you handle the baggage? He's smart. Can you handle the baggage?
And the Steelers, I felt that they were probably the best suited team to do that.
I'm with you on that 100%. Speaking of baggage, though, I'm not going to totally say that Harmon's a slam dunk success. Just because the Steelers drafted him doesn't mean I'm going to bend over backwards if I'm them to pat myself on the back. This guy still needs to be a good player, and I think he will be. But the shoulder thing matters to me. I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world, but it's something that I think about. And the people who argue against Sanders, will all proclaim that they did the right thing because Harmon's going to be a superstar or he's going to be the next Cam Hayward. Maybe.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of faith in him, but you have no idea whether this guy's going to pan out or not either. There will be draft grades. There are draft grades already. For round one, there will be draft grades after round two, after round three, at the end of this thing. We won't really know for a couple of years. That's a reality. But you can't plant your flag in Derek Harmon's a sure thing land. You just can't because there's no such thing as a sure thing. 412-928-9370. We'd love to talk to you about this. Grade the pick. Derek Harmon, 21st overall to the Steelers. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Trusted Plumbing, an HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
When's the last time a Steelers first round pick panned out? Like to the amount where people are like, oh yeah, this is a guy. Like this guy panned out. He's every bit a first round pick.
I thought that they nailed those six snaps of Troy Faltanu last year.
I mean, but
he was just outstanding for those 6 to 9 snaps.
I mean, who was their last first? I mean, you're going past Terrell Edmonds.
Wasn't Kenny?
No.
Najee was probably, to use my own analogy, probably a solid double off the wall.
Right.
Because
he wasn't first round production.
No, I don't think so. Just because he had 1,000 yards every year and played, he did not give you the explosiveness or the wide receiver stuff you were wanting. They didn't have a first round pick in 2020 because of Minka. Devin Bush was terrible. Terrell Edmonds was terrible. You'd have to go all the way back to TJ Watt in 2017 for the last home run pick in round number one.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.